Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Gian Diva. It's William here, and we're going to level with you. When all this corona started and we had to record from our own homes, I was fairly convinced that technically we weren't going to be able to manage it. Well, remarkably, we had 3 weeks where it all went perfectly. But perhaps inevitably, this week we have hit a bit of a technical glitch. And, quelle surprise, guess who caused the glitch? We're not really sure why, we're not really sure how, but there will be sections of today's episode where Jordan was trying inadvertently to make it sound as if he lived in some grand royal cavernous palace, rather than his room in the outer part of Greater London. So forgive those moments, bear with us, and hopefully next week we'll be back to our normal technical wonder. Just talk for me, please.
Yeah. Don't start. I've had a day of it.
Right.
Hang on, I'm just putting my trackies on.
Ben, 20 minutes, remind me to set my pasta bake out. 20 minutes. 5 o'clock, I'll be annoyed with you. Sorry for calling you a knobhead and a dick last week. Was looking forward to those jacket potatoes all week. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day lockdown life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, like should I shave the hair off the top of my big toe? How do you know I've got a hairy big toe? Did I tell you that? I thought I dreamt that. Did I tell you I've got a hairy big toe? And how do you tell your housemate to stop singing in the shower?
Oh, don't start singing again. I'll be honest, I've had comments about musical week.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Come on, and shout. Oh, my nipple don't. Chafe. Hang on. My nipples are killing. I jiggled them when I went, make me want to shout. And I'll tell you about my jogger's nipple in a minute.
Oh, we'll keep listening.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert? I mean, is that even a... Do we need them with everything that's going on? Are we William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not Jordan North, once every 3 weeks radio presenter. I'm more spit spot, you're more bondage knot. I'll be honest, that was sent in to us by one of our core G&Divas, Wayne Perry, and I sent them on to Ben, and Ben actually said, what's spit spot? I mean, he sat through Mary Poppins the musical in November.
I didn't know what spit... I mean, I've heard of spick and spam.
No, spit spot, it's what Mary Poppins says.
What does it mean?
Just means get on with it, basically.
Do you know what spit roasted means?
No, that's not the same thing.
It's what you used to do in the old days. You used to get a pig. It's usually a pig. I watched someone on Rick Stein recently. He was spit roasting.
And I don't... Jordan.
It was on Saturday Kitchen.
I don't think it was on.
Get your mind out the gutter, Hanson.
Oh, don't you start.
He was spit roasting. Right, and he was spit roasting a pig.
That's illegal in 48 countries.
It wasn't in this one. Oh, this is the highlight. This and Aldi It's the highlight of my week.
Gosh, they're very similar.
Who should we toast to, William Hanson?
Well, I think we should toast to friends Hannah, Robin and Ruby, who this week, they shared it with us on Instagram. They had a socially distanced G and Diva party. It was Hannah's birthday, which is why they had it. And so they had their lovely socially distanced G and Diva party.
I've seen that on Insta. It's really sweet. So, yeah.
So we'll toast them. So three of them, Hannah, Robin and Ruby.
Hannah, Robin and Ruby.
Anyway, so how's your week been, Jordan? Obviously, we're still social distancing, so we're recording remotely. What's life been like this week for you?
So here's a thing.
Mm.
Jogger's nipple is a thing.
Well, I've been doing a bit of running, as I mentioned, and I'm yet to have that.
Okay, jogger's nipple, right, let me tell you, is bloody painful. So I've started running. I used to run 2 or 3 times a week, but now I'm really into my running. I'm on the apps, I'm doing my stretches, I'm reading loads of stuff online about running and looking at different routes.
Gosh.
No one ever told me about jogger's nipple. Honest to God, it was pissing with blood when I did 11K.
Oh, don't, no, don't.
Honestly, it was so painful, right? So now I read that you have to put Sudocreme on it.
Right.
And then before you go out, you put Vass on it. And then I went to get some plasters. Vaseline.
Mm.
Then I went to get some plasters.
You got any left?
From Sharp. And all they had were like Dora the Explorer cartoon ones. So I'm running around my local park with Dora the Explorer bloody plasters on, thinking, if I get pulled up now, I'm going to end up on a bloody list here or a register, whatever they call it. Not that I don't think any police would pull you over and say, excuse me, sir, can I check your nipples? But anyway.
Well, and then, depends what part of London you're in. Do you want to come down the station? I'll take down your particulars.
I've always said there's two painful things in my life. The two most painful things, I've got three now, is one, when I stood on a plug, which is in the bruise on my foot. Two, when I was emptying the dishwasher and I went to get a fork and the fork went up my nail.
Yeah.
Right up my nail.
Yeah, you've talked about that before.
That was agony. The third most painful thing in my life...
When you're being spanked with a table tennis bat.
...is pulling a Dora the Explorer plaster off my nipple. You have never felt pain like it.
Do you think ever. It had anything to do with Dora?
I was like,
or was it the plaster? Was Dora's plaster a bit more adhesive?
I don't know, but they say you've got to rip a plaster off quick, you know, the saying. I was literally like... That's what it was like.
Spank me more.
I'm not kinky, and I didn't have Dora the Explorer.
Oh my God, is it a fetish thing?
No, it's not. It was because
I
was...
Pain?
I don't even think it was Dora the Explorer. It was some cartoon. Anyway.
Well, you've had funny nipples.
Let me tell you, ripping a plaster... I thought I'd ripped... I finally got the plaster off, and I peeked. I looked to see if my nipple was on the plaster, because I thought I'd ripped my nipple off. Anyway, how's your week been?
Well, my nipples are intact, so it's already doing better than yours. I have noticed whilst I've been on my runs, and one of the many, you know, the coronavirus is awful and it's done some awful things, and we know that. But I think one of the real positives to come from this, and something I've noticed when I've been running, or on days when I'm not running, when I go out for my daily walk, is that there has been an overwhelming sense of appreciation and love for the gay community during all of this. Almost every house, there is a rainbow in the window. People are posting rainbows on social media. And it, as someone who is gay, spoiler alert, I feel really warmed and heartened by that.
Very good. Very good.
What?
Very, very good.
Here we go, G and Diva, strap your ears up. Here comes the technical glitch.
That's a point, actually. You just reminded me. I nominated you on Insta to go to do the 5K.
Yes, you nominated...
challenge.
You nominated me the week after we had an entire discussion on this very podcast that I wasn't overly happy about being nominated because I am doing the Couch to 5K app in my own time and I'm not jumping the gun. My friend Michael, or our friend Michael, has already nominated me as well. I've told him in advance I will do it, but I'm just getting there slowly.
You have to nominate £5 for each person, by the way. And I wasn't going to nominate you because I knew you wouldn't do it, but the fact that you text... Do you not remember you texted me the day before and saying that you've got a shin splint?
I did. To be fair, I was sitting outside on my luxury terrace... And I got bitten on the leg by an insect, and that made my leg swell up.
Trust me, it wasn't swelled up.
Spot. It was, thank you very much.
It wasn't.
I had to mark out the swelling with a biro.
Mate, it drew a biro around it. I went, why have you drawn a biro around it? Like, just see if it gets bigger.
It went outside the circle overnight.
Yeah, it's freaking pop it. I'll get a bit of
E45
or pop it.
I put some Antizan on it for a couple of days.
That's
and it's generally gone down, but it did prohibit me running, so it set me back a few days.
I told Ben as well, I said, the NHS are under a lot of stress at the moment. Don't you be going in, you big Mary Ann, with your bloody swelled up leg that's not even swelled up.
Well, I didn't.
Entitlement to a tea. Excuse me, I know you're ever so busy, but I have a pimple on my leg that I'm worried about. Please could you get your top and senior most special of specialists to look at it. Thank you. That was a bit below the belt. Sorry, mate.
It's all right.
I just miss you.
Aw, I miss you too.
I do, I miss you.
There's a long list of people that I'm dying to see. You're on page 3, but I can't wait to see you. But when we are released from our houses, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Right, I'm going to have a pint of Guinness. So I'm going to go to the pub.
Can you not have that at home?
I've told you, we've talked about it in a previous episode. It's not the same in a can or a bottle.
Right.
It's not. So I'm going to go into the pub, I'm going to slap 20 quid on the bar, and I'm just going to put my head under a Guinness tap.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes, we've had this.
I'm going to get a Subway. Because I've not had a 12-inch for 6 weeks. Then I'm going to get my hair cut. Then I'm going to go to the cinema.
Jordan, do you not need to deal with your
pasta
bake?
Oh, sugar. 3 minutes. Hang on, let me turn it down. I'll be 2 minutes.
Why are you always cooking in the middle of an episode?
You want to do whilst I'm doing that?
Well, I thought you might be vaguely interested in what I want to do. Right.
Have you put some deep heat on? Get some deep heat on and some... I'll put some deep... Do you want me to put it on? Okay. Cheers.
Welcome
Joe
back.
Joe's my housemate. He's back, bless him.
Oh, bless him. So do you want to know what the first thing is I'm going to do after lockdown?
Yes. William Hanson, what's the first thing you're going to do after lockdown?
I'm presuming that when lockdown is lifted, sadly, the theatres probably won't have resumed service, so otherwise it would be going to see Mary Poppins. But other than that, I am going to go to Fortnum & Mason and buy my Akbar coffee beans from Giles at the coffee counter and then come home and freshly grind and have a nice cup of freshly ground coffee.
Oh, you love that.
Mm.
Oh, what's that? I'm echoing. Oh, God. What's going on now?
After Jordan worked out how to sound normal again, I continued to talk about the coffee that I desire when all this corona nonsense has blown over. I've got my Akbar coffee pre-ground, because you can buy it from that grocer online and it comes pre-ground, but it isn't the same. Because you know me, first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I'm straight on grinder, coffee beans come out, pop them in the V60, wonderful.
It does. I've got to say, though, I don't like that coffee of yours. I think it's weak. I'm a strong...
Every time you have come to mine, you have asked for a coffee and you say it's nice.
To be polite. Trust me, I've read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I know what to do. It's part of my charm. Oh, this is great coffee.
I presume it was a long time ago you read it.
Oh, mate, this is great. Oh, I really love that coffee. It's part of my act. I don't even speak like this. I was privately educated. I'm from Shropshire. I don't even have curly hair, a permit every day.
And I'm the Duchess of Kent.
You're a...
No, don't twist my words.
Go in there. No, I you do love that coffee. And I do like it because, you know, remember my mum got it me for my 21st. Christ.
You remember that? Can you remember that far?
My mum got it me for my... I still can't say it. My mum got me an F&M hamper for my 30th, which, by the way, I nearly cried because it was such a nice gift. I'm a bit worried about Wendy and Graham, I'm not going to lie.
Can I ask, are they self-isolating here or in Spain?
In Spain. And just some of the videos that they're sending. Like, my mum's baking. WTF.
Oh, is she not a baker?
William, my favourite tea as a kid, apart from a picky tea, was... Turkey dinosaurs, smiley faces and spaghetti oops. Is she not a baker? She doesn't even know how to cook.
Gosh, but now she's gone a bit...
I'll show you this, hang on.
Gone a bit Fanny Craddock.
When we were younger, I once said to her, oh, all my mates' mum's baking. She went, well, go and live with your mates then. I was like, so she went, well, go and live with Reese then, and his mum can bake for you every day. And I remember that weekend, she was like, right, we're going to bake this weekend. And we made Rice Krispies cakes.
That is not baking.
Yeah, I'm going to send you this, right?
I mean, that's what you do with like a four-year-old Rice Krispies cakes.
I'm going to send this in the Help I Sexted My Boss group chat. Tell me what you think that is that I've just sent.
Good God, I mean, it looks like some sort of flat oaty pancake with a few grapes squashed in it.
She tried to make flapjack, bless her. And then look at this. I'm just going to send you some of... Right, I'm going to send you some of the pictures and videos that they've sent me, and you describe them, okay?
Okay. There is a man who I believe is your father, who is filling up the swimming pool, supposedly with... Your father has put the hose between his legs and is recreating the mannequin pissen statue in Belgium into the swimming pool.
Wait for this one. Wait for this.
I'm waiting. This I literally am waiting.
Just ridiculous. He sent this yesterday morning.
I have trimmed your mum's bush with my new edge trimmers. He hasn't even put the H. He's literally put edge trimmers. Oh, well, it probably is edge trimmers, I suppose.
Read it again.
I've trimmed your mum's bush. What about...
Can you just tell us what there's a picture of, to clarify?
There's a picture of a bush.
Yes, a proper thorn bush.
Trimmed as well.
Why would you put that in the group? I have trimmed your mum's bush today. This is just... Right.
Well, and it's looking very neat.
The biggest drama in your house would be... Brian, darling, we are out of wine.
Oh, they're never out of wine.
That's probably what goes on. Please.
I've told
please.
You, it is a ticking time bomb, this.
Please. Please, promise me. And promise all our Gene Divas you will never get your mum and dad to listen to this podcast.
Look, they might be listening already.
Oh, God.
Now, last week, of course, we introduced a strand that sadly has become a little bit popular called Wilfred and Justin. And this week... It was my go to write an instalment of Wilfred and Justin. Now, I haven't written it like an actual script, like you did, Jordan.
Okay.
But I've written it as a story, like a children's story. I was very much inspired by Janet and John a la Terry Wogan. For a couple of people that listen to this, they'll get that, but not many. So I'd like you to read the whole thing, Jordan. I've sent it to you, so good luck. Warm your uvula up. And read it like you're reading to a group of young school children.
Stop.
I've sent you a shared note.
Do you want me to read this?
I'd like you to read the whole thing.
Okay.
Like you were reading to school children.
Wilfred and Justin go to the shops. A week has passed since Justin's first visit to Wilfred.
No, that isn't what he's written.
A week has passed since Justin's visit to Wilfred. Never of them...
Neither, it should say, actually.
Oh! Oh! How their tables have churned!
It's been a tough week.
Neither of them have spoken since. But today we find Wilfred and his partner, Mickey, out walking, enjoying their state-sanctioned daily... state-sanctioned daily exercise. You're making it sound like we live in a communist country. Mickey spots Justin in the distance... Justin must be lost. He is miles and miles away from where he lives. Oh, look. Oh, look, Wilfred. There's Justin, your friend I'm not keen on after his late night visit last week, says Mickey. Mickey thinks Justin is secretly after Wilfred. Things have been tense between Wilfred and Mickey ever since. Wilfred stops, leaving at least 9 inches between them all. Hello, Wilfred. Hello, Mickey, says Justin enthusiastically. Justin is on his way to a supermarket to buy some beige food that will eventually block... that will eventually block up his arteries. Wilfred realises the couple are fresh out of provisions. Why don't I go to the supermarket with Justin and bring us back some dinner, darling, says Wilfred. Keen to get back to his mixer, Mickey agrees. Mickey agrees and bids them farewell. Justin and Wilfred walk to Justin's choice of supermarket. This is the wrong sort of green supermarket, Justin. I want to go to Waitrose. Justin tells William to shut the fuck up. Right, what are you getting? Justin asks in his typical irritating, broad and common northern twang. Once they have what they need, the two boys head to the tills. I need a slash, Wilfred. You know I never say slash. There's three notes.
Yes, you do.
It's producer Ben that says slash.
Well, anyway, this isn't you, this is Justin.
We've talked
about
this.
This isn't you, this is Justin.
Scran, slash, and arcade are three northern words I will not say.
This isn't you, this is Justin.
Yeah, you know I hate slash. I need a slash, says Wilfred, common. Justin says again in his irritating, broad, common, loud and vulgar northern voice. As I've only got one item, would you mind paying for mine and I'll give you cash once I'm done? Now back home from the supermarket, Mickey asks Wilfred how he and Justin got on.
Did you get everything you wanted? I hope Justin behaved himself.
Ooh, Mickey. Mickey asks as he wipes away cement from his brow. Yes, thanks, Wilfred replies. I wasn't sure at first, but soon after you left, Justin took me up the Asda. Then it was time to pay. Justin asked me if I wanted to check out the little something he got inside his basket, and then he gave me a pound instead.
No, outside.
Oh. He'd got in his basket, and then he'd give me a pound outside.
I mean, Mickey, this was all written on the assumption that the narrator can read.
Mickey storms out, kicking the bay tree on his way out.
I'm sick of you, William. Ooh. I'm going to end up leaving. I'm sick of you, Wilfred. I'm going to end up leaving you. Ooh. Ooh, you've hurt me. You've hurt me, Wilfred. You've really hurt me.
As he leaves, Wilfred's phone rings. The caller ID shows Shane Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Oh, Shane Mendoza.
The trouble is that was all written on the assumption that you would be able to read.
I mean, I preferred my screenplay from last week. Should we do my joke of the week?
Yeah.
How is producer Ben and a laxative the same?
Already loving this.
I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How is producer Ben and a laxative the same?
I don't know.
They both irritate the shit out of you.
Oh, that's quite
funny. Can I just say again? William's pissed. Can I just say again, for the record, we do love Ben. We do. And we are nice.
Particularly when
him.
We're this far away from him.
One more for you. What's the difference between anal and oral sex?
I don't think this is appropriate.
Oral sex makes your day. Anal makes your whole week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just hoping anyone that books me normally for work has been furloughed and isn't listening to this.
producer Ben's just screamed at us, both of us, stop drinking. No! This is the highlight of my week. If I want to get pissed on a Thursday with my best friend, then I'm going to do.
He was talking about me. If you... If you want to get in touch with us, GNDV, you can do so. Go to our website, sextedmyboss.com/contact. All the information is there, or you can email us, help@sextedmyboss.com. Shall we go to the listeners' questions, Jordan?
I'm so pissed now, I don't want me pasta bake, I want a kebab.
Jordan, shall we go to the listeners' questions?
Yeah, I want a kebab, I don't even want me pasta bake, I've made it all day.
Have you put Doris sauce on the top?
Yeah. Stuart. Oh, Stuart never gets a mention, does he? Stuart, the boss of Producer Ben, is...
Producer Ben's dom top.
Yeah. Recommended that I put crisp on top of my pasta bake that I don't even want anymore. I just want a greasy kebab. Right. Listeners' questions.
Dear William, Jordan and Producer Benedict, through fear of sounding like an arse, I need to explain my reason for messaging and how you have already helped me. I work for the NHS as an operational manager. To clarify, I am under no means on the front line as I am office-based and don't deserve any credit at all. However, I'm in the hospital every day and thankfully I discovered this wonderful podcast shortly after lockdown and as such it is getting me through my very long intense days. Keep up the good work. Currently, we are ringing a lot of families and patients mainly to cancel appointments, etc. To set the scene, I am from Manchester. I went to an all-girl private girls' school. Thank you. So it's safe to say my accent is rather mashed. When I'm chatting to my friends at work, it's safe to say I'm more Manc. However, as soon as I lift the phone and get talking, my private school girl accent comes into play.
I've got a mate like this.
So my dilemma is this. Is it appropriate to change your accent depending on your audience and or the situation? Or should I just let my Manchester accent thrive? Hashtag rough as a bear's arse. Many thanks. Kind regards. Fiona XX.
My housemates say to me when I'm on the phone to anyone back home, like my mum or anyone, they're like, I'll be on the phone. I'll be like, right, no, you're all right, no. Oh, he's always scracking that child. Tell him to bugger off, no. What, he chapped his hand in doer? Oh, he didn't, did it? And then I put the phone down and my housemates are like, what were that? I think you just do it. You're like a chameleon around your surroundings, aren't you?
Well, you are. So, I'm always true to myself.
Yeah, Fiona, crack on doing what you're doing.
I would say my advice would be, it doesn't matter if you have an accent, but clarity is important. As long as they can understand what you are saying. So have your accent, don't lose your accent, but imagine a lot of space in your mouth when you are speaking, and so you speak with clarity and move the lips. Don't have an immobile mouth. Right.
My friends say when I'm on the radio, I sound posher. You can't wait. You
really? Are they listening to the right? Yeah. Are they listening to the right station?
Other people that say, "Oh, you hamp it up, the northernness."
You hamp it up. That's not a word.
Why? What is the word?
Ramp.
Oh, you ramp. Is that your arse again?
Next question. This is from Beth. Dear William and Jordan, like a lot of people, I found that since lockdown started, I've been ordering more items online than I usually do. However, I also found that my attire for answering the door... answering the door to the postman has slowly gone downhill as I wear comfier and generally less clothing altogether. My question is, when the postman arrives, what classes as an appropriate outfit to answer the door? Kindest regards, Beth.
I mean, as long as your growler's not hanging out, you're all right.
Oh, please. Jordan.
Can I say that?
I don't think you can say that.
This is why I don't get drunk, because I've no filter anyway.
What do you normally wear to receive first class mail?
To be honest, Beth, I could be fully dressed. I could be in a suit. I could be in a dressing gown. I could be in my leather gimp suit. I could be in my pyjamas. I could be tight at bed. You know, I don't think you've got to worry. As long as nothing's hanging out, as long as it's not inappropriate.
Just come on in and put it down here. That's what you say to the postman.
As long as it's not going to get you on the list, it's fine.
You don't need to be. I would never answer the door to the postman in my pyjamas. But equally, generally, at the time the postman arrives, I'm not in my pyjamas, so it's less of an issue.
You'd never answer in your pyjamas. Do you think that's bad etiquette?
No, not unless I was ill and I had to get out of bed to open the door. But actually, at the moment, you're not really keep. You should actually keep a door between you and the postman, actually. Mm. I'm gesticulating through my little window. He puts it down the back passage, and then he goes, and I get, and then I open the door.
Stop saying back passage.
But it is! I know you don't like it, but I'm sorry, as far as I'm concerned, it's a back passage.
So your postman's been down your back passage?
Well, not just my postman, my neighbour Leanne's, everybody's postman. It's a busy street.
Next question.
Hello, William and Jordan. Please help me as I'm going crazy. My 11-month-old cat has just gone into heat, but because of the lockdown situation, the vets are only open for emergencies, so I can't get her spayed at the moment. She is spayed, sort of neutered.
What's heat?
I think it's just having a little...
Oh, my God! Is that where the saying a dog on heat comes from?
Yes. I just think it means she's a bit frisky.
I thought a dog on heat was when a dog gets on two legs and gets up to the fireplace and is like...
No, dear.
Oh my... Anyway, carry on.
She is constantly yowling and wiggling her bum at me, which in addition to being noisy and annoying, is making our lockdown living situation rather awkward. Is... Oh, my God. Is Debonne a suitable substitute, D, for a horny cat? I know William probably doesn't know too much about randy females. Cheeky bitch. But perhaps Jordan can give me some advice. Yes, well, maybe. This is clearly your area of expertise.
Right, here's what I'm saying. Get a little pillow, one that you don't use anymore. Get some marker or Tippex and make a little cat pillow. And then get some... This always used to bug me when you used to watch Smarter Art Attack, because you never had these two items in. You used to have everything else around the house. Get some googly eyes and some... What are those cleaners called?
The bendy straws. Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners. I used to watch Art Attack and go, bloody hell, Neil, who's got googly eyes and pipe cleaners hanging round? And then I'd say to my dad, can you
did
get
your
me
some... TV, could your TV get ITV?
Yes. Oh. I used to say to my dad, can I get some googly eyes and pipe cleaners to make some off smart stuff? Do you think me and your mum are made of money? You bloody can't. And bugger off with all these toilet rolls hanging round house. Get a bit bin. Pissing me off now. That was my childhood. So get some googly eyes, get some pipe cleaners and make a pretend cat cushion that your cat can hump. That's what it means, isn't it? Heat. They want to have sex.
Well, don't say that as if you've always known what heat means. Final problem, and this has slid into our DMs on Instagram. We're at SextedMyBoss. So I'm currently chatting to my brother's, no apostrophe, best friend. Things are getting flirty, and we have the intention of going on a date when lockdown ends. I've known this friend for around 10 years, and neither of us have shown interest in each other like this before. Is it okay to date one of your older brother's, no apostrophe, friends?
I have experience here.
You have experience? You've dated one of your brother's friends?
No. I was 16. And he still gives me crap about it now.
Which brother? Which of your...
No, it's not my brother. I dated my best friend's sister. We always said that we were going to run off together and become redcoats at Butlins.
Let me just get my head around this. You were dating your best friend's sister. How would you feel if one of your friends started dating one of your 48 brothers?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just imagine if if things have gone wrong between Mikey and I, and one day I phoned you up and said, Jordan, I've got a new boyfriend. It's our Brad's, or now my Brad's.
I mean, he has got a girlfriend who is the loveliest
person.
No,
I know, but Brad's could suddenly decide that actually the girlfriend isn't for him.
Okay.
And there was one critical thing missing.
See, I was going to say, I'd be fine with it, and I do know
I could be family, Jordan.
Oh God, you were
You could be the best man at the wedding. You could be the best man for both of us. You could stand there watching as in that sacred moment I slip my finger into your brother's ring and officially become part of the North family.
I know someone that got with his best mate's sister. They have a child together. And now they're not together. And him and his best mate aren't really friends anymore. But do you know what?
Funny,
life's
that.
Too short. Go for it. If you really like this guy, I'd go on a date. But I'd also be careful. And I don't want to piss on your parade here. There's a lot of people texting and sliding into DMs at the moment because they're bored and they're a bit horny.
Someone DM'd me the other day, could you interpret this for me, saying, do I want to, what do I use to bull my boots? I mean, what does that even mean? Bull my boots, is that an army thing?
Yeah, tell him to come and join me on kinkynorthernas.com and I'll explain it to him.
Search for dressing gown 2019.
Oh, we've got a full page on that, sweetheart. Just me. There's like
demonstrations. Oh no, I don't like it when you do your whispery voice.
There's different demonstrations of all the things you can do with a dressing gown belt. You know, like different knots and stuff.
In short, try not to date your brother's friends.
Remember, if you want to help with something, you can tweet us at sextedmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sextedmyboss.com. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply and his own letterhead of paper. The address for that is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. Something that I've really been liking over the past few weeks is encouraging our G&D divas, our new listeners, to review Help I Sexted My Boss.
Yes, the rules are that you can review us on iTunes, and if you give us a 5-star review, I will read whatever is put in there, whether I like it or not, unless it's socialist or bigoted. And here are some examples that we've had over the last week. When lockdown ends, I can't wait to get to the pub for several pints, a bag of scratchings and a pickled egg or two.
Sounds like my sort of friend.
Bloody love that hunk of gay William Hanson. Oof. Sexy man, fantastic podcast, and totally gets me giggling during every episode. That Jordan is all right too, I guess. Hashtag love William. And the final one. I wouldn't mind sharing my D with these two. Ah, go on then, producer Ben as well.
Oh, producer Ben got a mention as well.
Yes,
William Hanson.
That'll please him. He probably wrote that one himself.
If you're listening now, get yourselves on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and just write something that you would never expect to come out of William Hanson's mouth. Something like, oh, I love a picky tea. Or a word that he wouldn't understand. Just go on iTunes, leave us a review. Producer Ben, thank you.
No.
William Hanson, thank you.
Deep breaths.
Thank you for coming on to my podcast today. Right, I'm going to go and have my pasta bake.
Good.
But do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to throw it on the floor and stamp on it so it looks like a kebab.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.